Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So we open up our gospel this morning with, let's cross to the other side of the lake. Doesn't sound like a big deal, does it? They're powerful words. What is the other side? For each of us, that could be something different. It could be the place where maybe we don't fit in. It might be the place where we might just get hurt spiritually or emotionally or even physically. In the town that I grew up in, I lived on the other side. I lived on the south side of town versus the north side of town. I lived in the working class side of town versus the north, more wealthier side of town. You see, on the north side of town, the town I grew up in, which is in Rockville Center on Long Island, the north side of town had the big homes. They had the landscapers. I remember babysitting for a family there, and she said, oh, the landscapers come on Tuesday and Friday. And I said, the heck are landscapers? I didn't know what landscapers were. My father would, you know, here's a lawnmower. Get out there and mow the lawn. You know, these were executives. These were, and I think I've spoken about this, the doctors, the lawyers, right, the brain surgeons, the people that owned the seats on the stock exchange back then. Now corporations own them. Back then, people owned them. They had memberships at the golf club, they called the links. They had memberships at the beach clubs. Who had a single cabana? Who had a double cabana? Who had three cabanas? They had new cars every year. And there was a line, what I call the demarcation line, that separated the north from the south. I see laughter going on because you can all almost identify with this, right? It's not written down anywhere. It's not like the line that says from here forward is the north and from here back is the south. No, but we all knew that demarcation line, didn't we? It wasn't visible. It was just known. For us, that road was Merrick Road. When people would ask me where I lived, I would name the street. I lived on Woodland Avenue. And they would say, oh, and where's that? And I'd say, well, it's right near Lincoln Avenue. Oh, really? Is that north or south of Merrick Road? And I would say, south. And then I'd get the look, you know. We live on the other side of town. Mm-hmm. Now, everyone knew the names of the streets on those that lived on the north side of Merrick Road, right? So if you lived on one of those really good streets, you would say, you didn't even have to say it, let's just face it. We all knew who lived on those streets. So you might be like, I lived on Dogwood Avenue. It's like, oh, Dogwood Avenue, yeah. But then it would get segmented, right, a little bit less. You would say, well, I live north of DeMott. Okay, that kind of distinguished north and south of DeMott. Because north of DeMott meant you were even wealthier. Mm-hmm. And if you lived in this area, you wanted people to know it, didn't you? Mm-hmm. You did. Because even today, joking around, I'll ask somebody, oh, well, where did you live? Oh, you're from Rockville Center? Where did you live? And they would tell me, and that would conjure up something in my head. How crazy is that? To this day, we still have these lines of demarcation. Mm-hmm. And if the person even today didn't want, or they would say, well, I lived up, but I wasn't one of those people, you know. Yeah, I wasn't one of those people. Now, today, we mark our demarcations or the other side based on major roadways. I mean, Merrick Road at that time was a major roadway. It was a line, a boundary. Do you remember this term about railroad tracks?
Yeah.
Okay, so when railroads were the major way of transportation, you know, for long distance we're talking about, railroads that would go through every single town. And so you would use that as your demarcation line, right? You lived on what side of the track? the other side of the track, right? That was your demarcation line, and you could tell who, you know, you lived on the other side. Oh, you live on the other side. Whether it's north, south, east, or west. And before that, guess what the demarcation line was? Water. The lake. And that's what's going on here. The lake. The other side of the lake. You know, as soon as we say the other side, we recognize that there's a boundary or a border, something that separates us, something that keeps us from each other. You know, the other side is a scary place to go to because it's where the other lives. The other. The one who's different, perhaps the one who is unknown, perhaps the one who is not like us. And so we put up our defenses, don't we, to protect ourselves, and we don't go there, wherever the there might be. And we've heard ourselves say that, don't go there, whether it's physical, whether it's spiritual, or whether it's emotional. Because when we go there, it's a scary journey. Just like the disciples going to the other side of the lake. Because the lake was a demarcation. It was Gentile territory over there. What are you, nuts, Jesus? Are you crazy? Do you not understand if they even touch us, we're defiled? You know, we laugh at that today. But that's whatever may be separating us today, that was the issue then. So it's scary. But what did Jesus say to them? We're going there. Get in the boat. We're going there. Because the kingdom of God doesn't stay out of there or those places or that side. There is no demarcation line. The kingdom of God, God's reign, is there, not just here. Jesus is not one who just says and teaches. Jesus is one who does and acts. Jesus just got done talking about what the kingdom of God looks like, what the reign of God looks like. And then, does Jesus wait for the light of day? Does Jesus go pack a bag? Does Jesus prepare himself by getting shots and all that kind of, whatever the case may be? No, Jesus is like, let's get in the boat. And you know, the disciples are like, what are you, crazy? It's nighttime. And we're going to the other side. Do you know what is over there? Jesus. Oh, someone tell me, this is hanging out of my hair. Jesus says, we're going. We're going. Get in the boat.
Or were they going to the good side or the bad side?
Oh. For Jesus, is there a good side or a bad side? Where is the other side for you? They were Jews going to the Gentile side. So, where is the other side for you? Where is the there? Is it a physical location? I doubt it. I seriously doubt it's a physical location. It could be probably as close as the person who's sitting next to you or across the aisle from you. The there is the place that is unknown to us. To me, my unknown may be totally different than your unknown. It's the person whose story you really don't know. And you may be afraid to ask about their life because you might be afraid of offending them. Or you might be afraid of dispelling any preconceived notions that you may have about the other side. And what does that mean then to our foundation? If the foundation is anything other than God, we are called to go there. We're called to go to the other side, but you know what? We're not called to go it alone. Jesus goes with us. Because what does Jesus say in the very beginning? Let's go to the other side of the lake. Let's, L-E-T-S. And what is that called, Marlene? No, no, not the apostrophe, A. My teachers, what is that called? A contraction, a conjunction, what is it? Contraction, thank you, as you could tell. Yes, let us go. We don't go alone. We go with Jesus. We go with God. Let us means that Jesus, God, today the Holy Spirit is with us. Is it going to be rough? Yeah, don't kid yourself. Are we going to stumble? Yeah, we will. Might a part of us die spiritually, emotionally? Yeah, it will. But yet, Jesus comes with us and is in that space with us. Jesus doesn't just tell the storm to calm down. Jesus overpowers the storms. And we will encounter the storms as we go to the other side. And Jesus stills and quiets and brings peace to us as we venture to the other side. Each week, do you notice that we end by saying this? We go now together. Out there. We go out there together. And what do I always say at the very end? Let's go. Let's go. Let us go. Let's go. This week is no different. Only now we ground ourselves in the story of what it means to go. Let's go. We're called to go, to cross the boundary that separates us so that we can be together in Christ. And then together we go and we cross the next boundary, the next border, so that we can gather more and be together in Christ. And then we go and we cross the next border, the next boundary that separates us, so that our together in Christ brings God's kingdom here and now. That's what we're called to do. So here's what I'm going to say. Let's go. Amen.